The Tatamagush Summer Free School in Tatamagush, Nova Scotia is 4 days in late August of learning, discussion, relaxation, good food, interesting people and sun. Over 120 participants camped in fields, tents and barns at the Waldegrave Farm in Tatamagush. The free school schedule included ongoing discussion groups, workshops, movies, a keynote presentation and contra dancing. Hilary Lindsay lives on Waldegrave Farm and was an organizer of the 4th annual free school.
It's based on the philosophy that everyone has something to teach and everyone has something to learn. And it's kind of a non-hierarchical education model where people come together and you don't often get the opportunity or the space if you're not a professor or a teacher to offer something that you've learned in your life or to learn more about something you're really passionate about and then decide to offer it to other people.
Waldegrave Farm was incorporated on a community land trust model, combining the interests of the community and the environment. Those who live on the land can't make a profit from it. Yule Herbert, one of the 10 permanent residents on Waldegrave Farm, explained the concept.
Yeah, well, the community land trust tries to remove the property from the private property system permanently so that it's always a public land in perpetuity. So that way it makes it very affordable in the future and accessible to anyone. And it changes the way people think about land from a commodity to a place.
Because around here I see a lot of farms that are going up for sale and they're turning into cottages or whatever, or clear cuts, and seems like a critical time because we really do need farmland more than ever.
The feedback about the free school was overwhelmingly positive from participants.
The concept of this farm in itself is appealing in itself because of the cooperative amongst the people that are here and their goal of self-sustainability and building a community. And the free school is exactly, I think, the same thing. It's a cooperative of education and community building and everything else.
The response is always overwhelming from people, lots of people saying, oh, it was a, you know, highlight of my summer or whatever, which is a pretty major thing to say. So that's the biggest sign.
Free schools currently exist from coast to coast, including the free school at the Montreal Urban Community Sustainment Project, the Halifax Free School, and the Indigenous Free School in Vancouver. Some workshops given at the free school were hands-on, such as masonry, woodworking and composting, while others were more theoretical, including translation, metadata and restorative justice in public schools. Discussion groups ranged from solidarity with First Nations, gender identity, to post-materialism. The keynote speaker was Chief Hugh Akagi from the Passamaquoddy First Nation. Passamaquoddy territory straddles the US-Canadian border in New Brunswick and Maine. Chief Hugh spoke about the Canadian Supreme Court's non-recognition of Aboriginal oral history and the example of the Dalgamuk decision.
When you understand what oral history really is, it's the stories. And we can go a long ways with that. We can talk about Dalgamuk, the 25-year battle for oral history, a people that were told, kicked out of courts, told by judges not to disturb his courtroom, went to a Supreme Court, wrote their history in a set of novels that would cover that wall, only to have a judge tell them that's not real history, it wasn't written at the time. Supreme Court says, well, we'll have a look at it, but they could help. And the help came from a scientist who was looking at the oral history, recognized something, went to a piece of scientific information, linked the two, came up with a date that science couldn't date, went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, whoops, looks real to me. Oral history is real. So the people with the Dalgamuk decision won that case, but they didn't win. I shouldn't say they won the case. They won that issue, but they did not win the case. After 25 years, they won the right to have their oral history recognized. And then they had to get up and start the battle all over again.
For GroundWire, this is CKDU's Tim Crabtree reporting from Halifax.